Welcome to Kawaii Vio, a podcast about intellectual discussions by non-intellectual people. I'm Vio.
And I'm Vi, we're sisters.
In today's episode, we have...
Cozy vibes.
We have our cups. We have tea. And we're going to talk a little bit about the highlights of our year.
Take this episode as a recap of 2022, reminiscing about what we have done this year and being proud of ourselves. Hashtag humble bragging.
Some of you already told us in real life that, you know, you cannot wait for a new episode. So this we dedicate to you out there at home. Thanks for supporting us throughout the years.
Throughout 2 years. Wow.
Girlies, cheers to that.
Ding. You too, guys. You too.
I feel like this year we tried a lot of new things. Like, we post about it on LinkedIn, but we also talk about it among ourselves.
Wow, hashtag thought leader.
Thought leader. K-O-L. And... I honestly am very proud of my growth this year, And judging from our like brainstorm session prior to this podcast, my sister is also like, is having a great year this year.
Yeah, I think whatever that we manifested to happen in 2022, back in 2021, right?
Yeah.
Really happened, and we were just greeted with an abundance of highlights, right?
Yeah. For you guys at home, right, to be honest, I spent a lot of money this year on arts, okay? Like, when the government announced it was endemic, like, March, I felt that I wasted 2 years of my life being safe
at home.
Sitting at home,
right? Yeah. Doing, like, nothing, facing the laptop.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a lot of all work and not really a lot of opportunity to play. So I thought, what better opportunity to play than watch plays itself?
Wow, girl, literally plays.
She's a figurative speaker, you know, so.
Not figurative, literally.
Literally genius. No.
Okay.
Whatever. So, yeah, so I watch a lot of theatre shows and we live quite near KL Pack, actually. So
5 minutes.
Blessed.
Yeah, so the funniest thing is, right, sometimes she would come home at midnight, which isn't usually the case, right? And then she would just quickly wash up and then she'll go to bed. Sometimes I will sleep earlier than her.
Yeah.
Because she's back from her theatre part-time gig. Tell us about it. What is it, sister?
So my latest part-time gig is that I was a stage manager for a play. And the play was in USJ. Ooh. So after my work, I would travel from Central to USJ. And that would kind of mean that I would have to eat like while driving there in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So while driving there, I will also practice a script for my show coming up in January.
She multitasker.
Yeah, it's called Her Story. It's going to be at KL Pack. I will link it in the bio of this show. Yeah, so you guys can like check out and support local arts. Support your sister here.
Yeah.
Right? So for my stage manager job, I realized that it is quite a... invisible job. Unless you work in theater as an audience member, you kind of won't realize that there's someone in the room that's basically making sure all the lights happen at the correct time, making sure the sound gets played at the correct time.
Yeah, like the coordination is really key. When you're just an audience, you just see what's happening and you just enjoy. But there is a lot that happens behind the scenes, right?
Exactly. Like, believe it or not, I got this job through the Instagram.
Wow, she's an influencer.
Oh my god. Like, this is the new LinkedIn, y'all.
Oh my gosh. Maybe, right? Maybe next time we'll move on to TikTok.
Oh my god.
For like job applications, because I do see that happening and that is a trend.
That sounds so cool, actually. That's the way you get like people's attention, right?
Yeah.
So how they got my attention was actually because I went for theatre shows in the past. I've been doing that since like March this year, going for theatre shows. And because of that, I kind of like followed different Instagram profiles of different theatre companies. And this one theatre company shared this job application. So I did it. It's like a project. Girl learned a lot. Girl also ate a lot of Family Mart food because she didn't have time to cook. But because of that, I have more appreciation for behind-the-scenes work that goes on for, like, theater, for TV.
Yeah.
And when I watch, like, Netflix sitcoms nowadays, I actually look at who is the executive producer.
Well,
just to see.
Back when I was in, like, my art college, right, my film lecturer would be like, if you see those people sitting at the end and watching the show, and they do not leave once the movie shows the end, like, the literal the end text, right, that means they are there because they contributed towards the show and they're waiting for their name to show up in the credits.
Exactly.
And then they will be clapping and they'll be like hyping each other up because they'll be like, yo, that's you. Oh my gosh, your name is there. So it's kind of like quite of a cute story that, like, he told us.
And so while I was slaving away day job and night job,
Wow, girl, so busy.
Girl learning like stage manager skills and stuff. You have also been learning new skills.
So my skills, they are more visible. I actually created things with my bare hands. So the funniest thing is this year, right? I think my partner and I made it a point that during our birthday, we don't just want to slave away behind the TV or just enjoy like a good dinner. We want to actually use our time wisely.
Yeah.
So what he did during my birthday is he brought me to a pottery class. I made a bowl and a cup from scratch. So from the twisting the clay, you know, tai chiing,
and then using making the wheel. Shape.
Yeah, like wheeling the clay, right? That's what they call it. And then like painting it, you know, making sure that it's like literally me.
Glazing it,
I didn't do.
Putting it in the kiln,
I didn't do that either.
Firing it up,
maybe. So I didn't do all like that fancy actual pottery stuff. I just did the fun creating process. So it was really cute, and I actually still use my bowl and my cup to this day. And then on his birthday, which just so happened recently, we went tufting. I must say, tufting is so much more fun for me than it is when it comes to pottery, you know.
Mind you, these things are both expensive.
I'm really happy lah to actually be fortunate enough to go for all these kind of like experiential learnings. I would like to say I gather or like absorb information through films or books better.
Yeah.
So I'm very like that kind of passive learning.
Yeah.
But doing something with my bare hands is really different for me.
Yeah,
I actually don't quite like it as much, but it is definitely something that allows me to step outside of my comfort zone.
Yeah,
just embrace that. You know, I'm not perfect, but I'm also trying and I'm having fun.
You don't have to be good at something to just try.
Yeah,
correct. Right. And because you tried, now you know. And your imperfect product honestly looks super cute.
It is super cute. And it has so much meaning, you know?
Yeah, because it's not like a generic perfect object you can get off the shelf from Kaison. It's something that you made with your heart and soul, right? Yeah.
Mm. So speaking about tufting, I tufted a really cute shoulder bag. Mm. It's supposed to be a shoulder bag, but it doesn't fit my shoulder, okay? So now it's just like a
elbow bag.
Elbow, yeah.
You just imagine, guys, you know those like fuzzy, like KFC looking sweaters? This, it's absolutely a dream.
It's like you're stepping on fluff and I just feel so good looking at them.
Yeah, and when she showed me the purse, I kind of want one.
It's kind of cute, right?
I don't want one.
It took me 7 hours to finish it. If you know, you know. I blogged about it on my LinkedIn, hashtag thought leader.
Speaking of LinkedIn, I do have to say, like, our brother, actually, shout out to him in the Meow Meow City. He wrote about my sister for his university, like, press newspaper kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we are, like, promoting nepo journalism, are we?
Yes, we are, but it's for a good cause.
To my sister's credit, like, she was part of this team that brought this very famous fast food chain to Malaysia, like, the marketing aspect of it.
Yeah.
It won awards, lah.
Yeah, like gold, silver, bronze also got lah.
So. Oh my god, casual, humble bragging.
Casual. So like, we all are so proud. Like, hashtag the babes. I cannot reveal too much information.
Yeah.
So during the awards, right, you go up there, you just take pictures only. You hold the award and you just take picture.
And
like,
then you come down, guys.
You just come down and then like the photographers will be like, 1, 2, 3, cheese. And you cheese and then you just chick chick and then you get down. Like, there is no like,
okay,
thank you.
Okay, for the audiences at home, can you please imagine a stage and my sister's on it, okay, right now? Is it in your brain? Okay, go. Your thank you speech.
I feel so humbled. And saying thank you for believing in us and for choosing us to be your national, or should I say regional champions. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Violet Lau, part of the team for this fast food company. Thank you. But honestly, like, it was quite an amazing thing because it was like the first time ever that we saw our brother write a professional article about my sister in a professional manner.
I know, it's just so weird.
That got shared on a professional platform.
Hence, it's a nepo journalism. Nepartical. Yes.
But on a real note, like, oftentimes, I always joke with my sister that we don't see each other in an intellectual capacity.
We don't.
Because we are, like, so goofballs to each other. Like, we can be professionals at work. Yeah. I have seen my sister work from home. She's a true profesh. But in front of me,
you know, I actually feel kind of embarrassed sometimes.
Because I'm in the room.
Yeah, when you're in the room, like maybe taking your clothes from the closet. Right?
My sister's like, yeah, I'm going to follow up. That's a great thought. Thanks, yeah. Diane, you know.
There's no Diane in my workplace, but you can already imagine, like, I'll be like, thanks, Suzanne, appreciate it. Perhaps you could take this to the next meeting next week. Would next Monday be okay for a calendar?
This is the same girl that, wants to play pretend with me with Barbies.
I'm looking at my capacity tracker, and it seems like I'm a bit tied up today and tomorrow. Would you like to circle back our thought next week instead? My sister is already giving me the side eye, but...
I didn't know they play tic-tac-toe when they talk. Circle, so I'm going to cross this on my calendar right now.
Okay, so now we're done humble bragging. What do we want to see manifesting?
So I personally want to have more time to explore my passion projects.
Hold on. If you speak like that, no one's going to understand you. Enunciate, please.
For next year, I would like to indulge in more passion project work.
Wow, that sounds so fulfilling already.
Yes, to elaborate on that thought, I already have like a few things lined up for next year. So like in January, she's going to be an actor for a Cowpatch
January?
Show.
February,
she's going to be a behind-the-scenes person for a musical.
March?
She's taking a break.
April?
Not too much. April, maybe, who knows? She's going to stage manage for something that is going to be from April to August. But who knows, really?
Whoa.
But definitely, I'll go watch the shows, la. Whether or not I become a stage manager, I now know you have more shows to watch for next year. So girl has to save money.
I kind of want to indulge myself in the glitz and glams of arts and theater too next year. I'm hoping you can bring me along, perhaps if my capacity permits.
Circle on that.
I will love to dabble into backstage as well. I think it's quite fun. I've done that back when I was in college.
Like, realistically speaking, working behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's very demanding.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. What I learned is that when you work in arts, sometimes you don't make as much money as like all of those like lawyering jobs. So if you really want to work in this, the passion must be there.
Yeah, I kind of want to just do something to have like a regular either volunteering or skill building kind of like activity lah, which is what I always have been doing. So pre-pandemic, I stopped lah. It's about time. Right now, everything is quite settled. Perhaps if I do have some time to spare on my hand.
Yeah.
I want to redabble into that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So fine.
Bring me along.
Definitely, I would love to take you along. We can do like sister bonding.
We can be dramatics together.
Gitu.
Kawaii. Oh, your dramatics bio.
We gotta work on that. We gotta circle back on that one day.
Yeah.
But speaking of circles, you're gonna circle the sky because you're gonna go to.
It's an overseas company trip.
The company be doing well.
Yeah, something to definitely look forward to.
Hey, since you're gonna go to Hanoi, right? Can you please get me like chocolate? Can you please get me like coffee?
Coffee. I'll definitely buy some home.
Ooh.
I would try to bring some of those home. Like, I wouldn't smuggle Avi. Putting tea bags in my mouth. Like,
you know, like those border patrol shows.
How much do you have? How much do you have in your hands right now? $20,000 worth of tea bags.
Sorry, ma'am, you got to pay an import tax.
I do. I'm a tourist. Yeah, like that is something that I look forward to next year.
From what I know, is that Hanoi is like, it's a bit chill. Like the ringgit is bigger when you go over there.
It is. And I think the places that we're going to are more like, we observe greenery, observe like, just have fun by the beach. So it's really like a chill vacation. So I could not wait. And apparently the weather in Hanoi is not as hot as it is in Malaysia. Last time when I was like in primary school, you know, like there's comprehension questions.
Yeah. Are you gonna make a really dumb moment of yourself right now?
Yeah. There was a comprehension question that asked, what does the word chili mean? And you know chili?
Chili padi?
Yeah, I was like, chili padi, so it's hot, right? It's hot! And that's the only word in that like ABCD that is like hot. I picked that! And then I was the only one who got it wrong. Bloody hell, I was stupid. I was so stupid.
That's how you know you're a tropical girl.
Tropical island girl.
Oh my god. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. So itchy like a mosquito.